Three journalists were killed in Gaza after their vehicle was struck in the central strip. That's according to the Egyptian Committee for Gaza Relief. Mohammed Mansour, a spokesperson with the aid group, said the journalists were documenting a newly established displacement camp when their clearly marked vehicle was hit. Mansour said the vehicle was well known to the Israeli military.
Israeli aircraft targeted a vehicle belonging to the Egyptian committee, and three people were killed. The vehicle was clearly marked as humanitarian. The victims were on a humanitarian mission, and people frequently saw them documenting the committee's work.
The Israeli army released a statement saying it had identified suspects operating a drone that it claimed posed a threat to Israeli troops. But Mohammed Jamal, another official with the Egyptian committee, disputed that account.
This area is a green zone. There was no shelling or military activity. They were there doing their work normally, like everyone else.
The journalists killed were Abed Sha'at, a freelance photographer and regular contributor to Agence France-Presse. Mohamed Keshta, a spokesperson for the Egyptian committee, who reported news to a large Telegram following. And Anas Ghanaim, a freelance photographer and drone operator who worked with Smart Media. The Committee to Protect Journalists is calling for a transparent investigation, saying at least 207 Palestinian journalists and media workers have been killed in Gaza since the war began in 2023, now including the three since the October ceasefire. They are the latest deaths, bringing the total to more than 470 killed since the so-called ceasefire began. Press freedom groups say Israeli forces have acted with impunity, pointing to previous cases in which journalists were targeted without accountability. At the end of December, Senator Peter Welch disclosed that Israel had closed its review into a 2023 Israeli strike in southern Lebanon that killed Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah and critically wounded others, including Dylan Collins, an AFP journalist and U.S. citizen.
This is not an incident in the fog of war. It was a war crime carried out in broad daylight and broadcast on live television.
The director of advocacy for the Committee to Protect Journalists, Amelia Evans, said the U.S.'s failure to respond when one of its own citizens is deliberately targeted sets a dangerous precedent for journalists and the rule of law worldwide.
If accountability is not possible in this case, then what does that mean for the more than 200 Gazan journalists who have been killed?
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.